Thanks for joining us for the executive series. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Rob Newman, who is the CEO of Nearmap. Rob, really good to talk to you.
Good, yeah. Good to be here again, Tom.
I suppose one of the things that is less common in the way people think about Nearmap, but being a technology company, you do tend to benefit a little bit from what has been referred to as that stay-at-home trade. But yeah. That's mainly because of what we've just spoken about a moment ago, is that people have had to force themselves into technology over the last year.
Yeah, a lot of our customers, particularly in North America, their businesses have to keep operating. And they were working towards digitization of their business, and they're working towards remote working or flexible working. And in some sense, COVID has been a bit of a tailwind for our business because, you know, we essentially enable that ability to remotely access a site, remotely see what's out in the real world. So from our perspective, it has been a bit of a tailwind, yeah.
So that goes a long way to explaining the record period that you've seen in North America. Tell us mm-hmm. a little bit about the dynamics in that market.
Yeah, so I think we've been in the North American market now for about 6 years. And as we've been there, we've learnt more and more about who our customers are and what they want. We've had really strong success in the insurance vertical, local government, and in roofing, which is basically roof replacement. And so we've focused on those verticals, and really I think the results of our first half FY21 are because we've got the right products, the right solutions, and the right marketing and the right sales to those verticals, and that's where the success came.
So when you think about how big the US market is and that you're focusing on three verticals, it seems a little bit narrow. Is that because of the margins or the prospects for growth? What's the key factor there?
As we know, North American market is huge. And I think if for an Australian company to go after everything all at once, we'd spread ourselves too thin. Each of those markets are multi-hundred million dollar markets. Each of those verticals are multi-hundred million dollar verticals in their own right. So focusing on those, growing those, and then adding other verticals over time is the best way for us to expand in North America.
So you're going to apply a similar methodology in your home market as well. What's the reasoning behind that?
Look, I think as we've got more sophisticated products, so as you know, we've got our 3D product, we introduced our artificial intelligence product in the middle of last year. That means we can get deeper into enterprise customers and how they use our content and deeper into their workflows. So how you might explain that to an insurance company would be very different than how you would explain that to a construction company or local government. So again, having solutions and salespeople and marketing focused in verticals will continue. Oh, I think it increases our TAM, but also will continue our growth here in Australia.
I suppose it's a reasonably technical area of expertise. How much investment do you need to put into your workforce to be able to get them up to that level of literacy to be excellent?
Yeah, so we do a lot now. So as a company scale, we're 300 people and we raised capital, as you know, last year. So that allows us to expand. I think that vertical focus is really important because getting people literate in understanding how our content helps insurance is very different than having them literate in how our content would help them in local government or construction and engineering, for example. So as we grow our business, you'll probably see it feel more like multiple businesses all within one portfolio supported by our core technology.
Speaking of technology, you've been busy with the HyperCamera 3.
Yes.
How important is that to stay on top of? Because Kodak's a great example of mm-hmm. how you can be left
behind,
flat-footed, to say the least. So what does HyperCamera 3 mean to your business?
It's really two things. One is the more content we have, the more we can sell. So we can fly higher and faster and just collect more of United States, Canada, the markets we're in, Australia, New Zealand. So that's one operating mode. And so that just continues what we're doing today, but just either increasing our frequency or increasing our coverage of the continents. But we can operate it in another mode, which is fly at the same altitude we fly today, but get very, very fine resolution.
Right.
And that opens up all kinds of new use cases. So for example, vegetation encroachment on power lines, a really critical problem, or hail damage on a roof. So we can see much more clearly. So this keeps us way ahead of the competition. We're already kind of a good 2 to 5 years ahead of the competition. This will take us another leap forward.
Are there any privacy issues with that level of granularity?
If we're not capturing license plates or people's faces, then we're looking at, again, the built environment, we're okay. Yep. We do need to be aware that if we are getting to even higher degrees of resolution, that you do need to blank that type of private information.
It doesn't increase the cost of having to go through and make sure that you're complying with the privacy standards.
A lot of that can be done with artificial intelligence. Again, being able to identify a license plate or identify a human face, you can then block those out. So it can be done automatically, not with a manual process.
So given that you've come through the COVID period with some elegance, you've actually been quite confident in your outlook as well.
Mm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so as we look forward, I think, you know, our business is growing very, very well, as we said, in North America. We've got an incredible leadership position here in Australia. So as we look forward, it's really driving that growth in North America. I think it's on the horizon that we'll expand to other geographies. We'll continue our technology leadership. So we've said that we will continue to grow between 20 and 40% our ACV growth, our top line growth, year on year on year. We're very confident about that.
Now, this is an interesting corollary with what has happened recently with Nearmap. An organization for some reason landed on you, said that there was, you know, they made any number of accusations. How do you, what was your mindset in terms of navigating that issue?
Look, we looked at that report. There was a lot of inaccuracies in the report. It was poorly structured, poorly researched. But having said that, if somebody puts out a report like that, we have to respond to it. We responded with facts. We know we have technology leadership in all dimensions in our industry. We know that our growth in North America is very strong. And in fact, we had a record half, $6.2 million US dollar half, which is bigger than the whole prior year. So the accusations that were in that report were completely fallacious. And so it was very easy for us to rebut that. And I think the stock market spoke for itself. Our share price went up. Media said, you know, basically the credibility was on our side. So again, we're a great company, very credible. We've delivered the results. You know, that report, I think, ended up being dismissed with fairly easily.
Well, like the old saying goes, Rob, the greatest revenge is success. So may that continue for the group. Always good talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
And thanks very much for joining us for the Executive Series.